These are all written by me, actually, and it was just bits and pieces that I had left over from various products. One of the songs on there goes back to probably the late 80s, actually, or the formation of it, and some of them were just things that I instantaneously wrote just fiddling around. Got the opener Running Towards the Light, which is an 8.5 minute song. That probably, yeah, with a chuckle there, that's probably because we're both influenced a little bit by prog music. We're not a prog band, but it kind of comes into things a little bit. Then you've got a poppy song, and then you've got Tinkerbell, and then a ballad, and then at the end a sort of acoustic-y thing, but which again stretched. Actually, that was your fault.
Oh yeah, so the outro to the last song on the EP has this kind of, loathe to say orchestral, because it's not really orchestral, it's just different instruments playing the same notes over and over again, but it has this nice kind of flowing outro that, yeah, I think was one of the things that I was doing messing around when we recorded the demo for that over a year ago now, literally using the MacBook's internal microphone, and I was like, I've got a little keyboard, let's just add a little thing, see what we can do messing around with it, and that came out of it.
And
I'm
would
quite
have been,
proud of that.
It would have been radio-tastic if not for the extra 2 minutes you patched onto the end there. So,
yeah.
Bit of self-indulgence. But it was good.
The first track on the EP, Running Towards the Light, is 8.5 minutes long, but it doesn't feel like it's 8.5 minutes long. And it was one of the things, whenever I listen to it, I sort of think, it doesn't feel like it drags to me. I'm someone who plays in it, obviously, so I know the song already. But I don't feel like it drags, and I feel like it does build somewhere and leads to a conclusion. So it's kind of, there are a weird bunch of influences there. I mean, I don't even know what genre you'd put something like Tinkerbell in, because it's not quite pop, it's not quite rock, it's...
Yeah.
I think we have had trouble, actually, with, because people have come up and said, so what does it sound like? And it has been a bit of a, ooh, you know, I don't know, I think the best I can do is go, it's rock, and I can't really be more specific, because I just don't know where it is.
That's the reason why Tinkerbell is the single. The second song on the EP, Bridges, is 3.5 minutes long, and it's a bit rockier, but it just isn't representative of the rest of the songs on the EP. So we thought, that's the clear single, but it can't be the single, because it doesn't sound like the other songs. We don't want to give people the wrong idea.
And somebody said it weirdly sounded like Green Day.
Yeah.
And this is odd, because I don't possess a single Green Day CD, and that was the one that was written back in the late 80s, or the original idea, so I think that's pre-Green Day. Somebody will probably correct me. So just a bit weird how that happened.
All live instruments on the actual EP, and who's playing on it? I know you said your other son's playing.
Right, so yeah, Jack played on all the tracks on drums. We had a guy called Chris Wilkinson, who's also in Afterthought with Jack. He contributed all to the bass. A guy called Mike Frost, who's in a covers band, a culture called Indigo 90s, with Chris. It's a bit incestuous, this, actually. I hadn't realised how much. He played guitar on Running Towards the Light, because we needed a long solo, a guitar solo on that. And then a local guy over in Frinton called Paul Baines, who plays really superb acoustic guitar with another guy in a band called Fret Rattle. And he played on Back We Belong. Mm. So we got all these guys together because they've got their other stuff going on.
Yeah.
And so it was just, well, you come and do this, you come. What can you do, guys? And one song, two songs, whatever. So we're lucky that Jack wanted to play on all four and Chris all five, and Chris on the four that have bass on it.
It's all real instruments apart from the somewhat, again, loathe to say orchestral sounds, but the orchestral sounds on the distance and on the last song, Back Where You Belong, they're just running through Logic Pro's VSTs. So
I think what's happened here is we've got an old school and a new school mentality because of our the generation distance. Mm. So I'm more old school, let's do a physical copy.
Yeah.
And you were sort of coming in with that, actually, this is the digital stuff that we need to do as well. So it was quite a nice blend.
Yeah.
Because I think I'd have come unstuck if it had been just me doing that.
But people still appreciate your CD. And as I say, if you've got your CD, when you're doing your gigs, you've got, 8,000 of them, 20 quid a go. Tax man. I'm sure you pay your taxes. Let's move away from that subject very quickly.